Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 198 for November 22nd, 2006, ThinkGeek's Bluetooth retro headset. And now, get ready for Dick! Here we are halfway through the week, and if you're halfway through the week, that means you're 100% ready for the Daily GizWiz with Mr. Dickie D. Hello, Richard. How are you?
How you doing? I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Very nice. Very fun.
We're about to make podcast history. Oh, no. Oh, you still call it a podcast?
Out of force of habit. I know.
Obviously, you're not in the loop.
I'm so out of date. Yes, I mean, netcast history, of course.
Yes, thank you. We call it netcasting.
Netcast history. And that is why. Why are we making
that? That is why, because on Friday, I think Friday, we're going to bypass the warehouse.
We are.
To just talk about stuff we're going to give away because it's our 200th podcast on
Friday.
Aren't
you generous?
Yeah.
So we're not even going to do a warehouse. We're just going to have a party.
We're going to have a party. Do you have any party sound effects?
I certainly do.
Okay.
I'm ready for the party. Let me find my party sound effects right now just in case.
Well, yeah, okay. But today's only Wednesday, so.
Yeah, but you got to warm up the party.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're lining up outside my door already.
They know. Minute now, the party's going to happen. Let me see here. Party. Let's see. Party. I don't know if I have any. Oh, I see. Here's some party sound effects just for you here. Let me play this.
Okay.
This is a. There's one.
Wow.
Wait. Okay, wow. I'm impressed. Huh? All right. Here's one. Okay, here's one. This is when we open the champagne. There we go.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, got it ready for the champagne. Here's what happens when somebody steps on your dance floor and the boat's been taking on water. Okay, that's good. Here's the disco ball. Yeah. See, we're getting ready.
Yeah. Okay.
We're getting ready. We got some party sounds here. Here's my.
Right.
There's somebody over in the corner having too much fun. I think. Okay. That's.
Wow.
I'll keep working on it. I have.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. Somewhere I have. Where is it?
Like Times Square, New Year's Eve.
Oh.
200th podcast.
Oh, that kind of party.
Yeah,
like cheers and the audience cheering and happy. No,
that's for your other podcast.
Wait a minute, let me see. How about this one? That's everybody running away. That's no good.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's.
No.
Here we go. 2 days.
Here we go. Here's some.
Go ahead. Okay. That's better.
Hey, everybody. Here, look at Dick's mustache.
Okay, or another one.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo, we're getting paid real soon.
Money. That's really kind of appropriate. Okay, that's...
All right, that's just a preview.
That preview of what Friday won't be like.
That's right.
We don't want to scare them off. But we do have a gadget today, I'm sure.
We do have a gadget. Now, I don't know if you have ever seen anybody use one of these guys. It's similar to this, but it's not this, but I'll say what this is. Someone has taken the old-fashioned black Western Electric telephone handset and wired it so you can plug it into a cell phone.
You know, it's funny. I have seen that. This is really weird. Sean Carruthers have a call for help and just let me play with it for a while. And it's the funniest thing because you're talking into it's an old handset. I mean, it's not like some little old thing. It's like
from
a Humphrey Bogart movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have an even newer version from our folks at ThinkGeek.com.
They've done it again?
Yes. They've taken one of those retro handsets.
Yes.
And made it Bluetooth enabled.
Oh, how clever. So you don't have any wire coming off the thing.
You have no wire coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's very funny. And there are no controls on it. There's just a silver button on one end. And you hold that button in for about 5 seconds. And there's a little blue LED inside the handset that you can see blinking through the speaker ports. And that tells you it's in the pairing mode.
Oh, that's perfect.
And
that,
I tried it. And so I had my little Motorola phone pair up with it. And then I dialed a number out. And then I put my cell phone in my pocket. And I was walking through the offices at MAD talking on. Everybody think, what? Has he flipped out? Does he know? He's talking into an old-fashioned phone that's not even connected to a wire.
Is there a name for this thing?
I think they just call it the retro handset.
Oh, I love it.
And it's exclusively a ThinkGeek. It's not bad. It's just $40.
This is well worth it. You know, Woz took a Western Electric phone with a dial on it and turned it into a cell phone. He had somebody mod it to put the cell phone inside. But this, he should have just done this. He could have this because you have the cell phone in the pocket and then just have the handset.
Yeah, and if you kick your cell phone into voice dial, you can
take it out of your pocket.
Yeah. Now, it's a reproduction, so it's very lightweight. You know, I think some of the early ones, they just took those old Western Electric phone handsets, and they weighed a ton. But this looks exactly like an old-time handset. It's a lot of fun.
Funny.
Comes with a USB cable because that's how you charge it. You charge it for, I think the first time that you plug it in, they want you to charge it for 5 hours.
But you probably get pretty good battery life like any
other
handset.
Yeah, well, I've used it several times. I certainly haven't used it for hours, but I got a lot of laughs with it. The range is about 30 feet, you know, typical Bluetooth range. But, you know, also, if you have a geeky friend, a great holiday gift is this guy. So thinkgeek.com, and it's probably in search if you just do retro handset. Actually, I have a link to the page at gizwiz.biz.
It is so easy to find. I just did it. It's just Bluetooth retro headset. And they have two because they have the wired one and they have the unwired one.
Oh, they do have the wired one also.
They still sell that one. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think, why get the wired? Now you can get the unwired.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I actually did a little one of those little 90-second videos at myspace.com/thegizwiz, and you can see me talking on it and holding it.
Oh, I love it.
So
that's
a fun little guy.
What did you shoot that with?
You know, with my little Logitech.
UltraCam? The UltraCam?
Yeah, UltraCam. Yeah.
You've been loving that thing.
I love it. I tell you, first of all, when you go into setup, there's a little thing that says, how many seconds do you want to wait before the camera actually starts? So what I did is I clicked in 5 seconds, and it's like a camera in the studio. It has a little blue light that blinks slowly to warn you, and then when the light turns solid blue, you're on the camera.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you have time to put on your bathrobe.
Yes,
you wouldn't want to be surprised.
No, you wouldn't want to be surprised. And since it just sits on my monitor, I click it into the follow me mode.
Oh, it has a follow me mode?
It has a follow me mode. Leo, what's wonderful is when I hold up a gadget, it tends to think the gadget is my face and it pans over to it. So So even though I'm sitting here all by myself in my lonely room.
You've got a camera operator.
It looks like I have a camera operator.
I can't wait to see that. So that's on GizWizBiz. Or gizwiz.biz now.
Gizwiz.biz, and just the link will take you right to the MySpace clip.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
it's excellent.
Really,
well, I'm thrilled. Now I think it's time, as you must agree, for a letter for us to see.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow, I love that.
Poetry and music.
Well, we're going to do two letters because the first one's very short, but it's people don't
Screw
forget.
Screw you, Leo. Guys! Okay, second
when
letter.
When we say things, people don't forget. Billy from Winnipeg, Canada writes, "Hey, what are you guys doing for your 200th netcast? I remember back on number 100.
Way back
you said,
when.
Yes, way back when, you might have another contest. Billy Winnipeg, Canada, we will have another contest. So tune in this Friday for our 200th Woo-hoo! Podcast. Okay.
Things get cold in Winnipeg, you know, around this time of year, and there's not much else to look forward to.
Yeah, well, he has that to look forward to.
Yes.
Dick, I want to blame you and Leo for ruining my trip to Italy.
Yes,
I was taking my wife on an Italian cruise.
Oh.
We had a long KLM flight from Memphis to Amsterdam, and the movie selection was horrible.
Oh, no.
My wife borrowed my iPod to listen to while she was going to fall asleep. She never caught a wink of sleep because she was laughing so much at 7 hours.
No.
Of Leo and you.
She must listen to the whole 199 episodes.
Yes, I think so.
Holy cow.
She was tired when we arrived in Rome, and she slept through half the sights.
Oh, we kept her awake the whole flight.
Right. We both love the podcast, that's but nice. I guess 7 hours straight is a little too much.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
But the good work, and that's from Steve Romeo.
What a Romeo Steve. In the Romeos in Rome.
Rome, yeah. What could be more? Oh.
Isn't that cute? I just love thinking about all the different places people listen to this podcast.
It's amazing. It's
even though
wonderful.
Most of them listen to it in the can.
Maybe.
A few
maybe.
Of them are listening to it in more romantic locations.
You know, an interesting thing from the CEA, you know, the Consumer Electronics Association today.
Yes.
When we talked about the webcam earlier, we said, you know, should we do these on video? Leo, they did a study, and only about 2.5% of people with video iPods download any video.
Wow.
That's isn't that good. Interesting?
Wow.
No.
That's pretty bad.
I'm
glad we don't do video.
Yeah, me too.
Wow, that's really – oh, that's going to change.
It's going to change, yeah. But we're not going to be changing it ourselves.
No, because frankly, we look better in audio.
We
And if we were in video, believe me, she wouldn't have been laughing all the way to Rome.
Not at all. She was screaming.
She would have sounded like
Rome.
That guy I had her earlier. Ah! All right. Hey, Dick, would you like to listen to a Mad Minute?
Ah!
Yes. I have one right here, and I'll be back, and you will too, tomorrow for another Daily GizWiz.
I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's Maddest Writer, with another Mad Minute. Here's great news from Alfred E. Newman's own corporation, Alfco. Alfco is now in the cellular phone business, and they would like to sell you the phone. And leave it to Alfco to come up with a car phone first. It's the world's first cellular pay phone. When you get a cellular phone, your friends can't wait to call others and say they're phoning from a moving car. Well, they can still do that, but you'll pocket the money your friends have to plunk in this cellular pay phone to make it work. And the best news of all, it'll cost you just $1 a day, but you have to call right now because at $2 a day, we can't afford to run this special forever. So before the $3 a day rate changes, pick up your phone, call Alfco and say, I want the $4 a day rate. And do it now because only the first 100 calls will get the $5 a day rate. Others will pay $7, but your rate is only $6 because you acted fast. Dial 1-800-BUSY. But we can't hold that $9 rate much longer. Till next time, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's Maddest Writer with a Mad Minute. Bye.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.